In Maine last week, 14 people died in the state's worst-ever traffic accident. Those killed were loggers riding in a 15-passenger van that plunged off a narrow wooden bridge into a river. That accident has renewed concerns about the safety of the vans. The federal government has issued safety advisories about the large vans twice in the past year and a half. Some insurance companies are also concerned and are alerting their customers to the dangers associated with these vehicles. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports on why the vans are so dangerous and what's being done about it.
There are any number of stories about accidents involving these large vans. In June, four firefighters on their way to a fire in Colorado were killed when their 15-passenger van rolled over. Last summer, a similar van overturned in Idaho, killing five members of a church group. But last week's accident in Maine was one of the worst yet. The driver taking migrant workers to a logging job was going too fast, police say 60 to 70 miles per hour, when the van apparently blew a tire and flipped over into the Allegash Wilderness Waterway. It's accidents like these that have led the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, to issue advisories about the vans. Annette Sandberg is the federal agency's deputy administrator.
While the number of total people killed in 15-passenger vans has been relatively small, those crashes that have occurred usually involve school groups or children's groups or youth groups, that kind of thing. And so those cases are highly publicized, and that's what drew our attention to the whole issue.
The problem, according to NHTSA, is that fully loaded, these vans pose a high risk of rolling over, three times higher than when carrying just a few passengers. The majority of the 500,000 15-passenger vans on the road are made by Ford. Ford and other manufacturers say there's nothing about their vehicles that's unsafe, but that drivers should know how they handle and that passengers should always wear seatbelts. NHTSA agrees. Sandberg says since no special license is needed to drive the large vans, inexperienced drivers are sometimes behind the wheel.
A van will not handle like a car, and so drivers need to be aware because typically they are used with heavier loads. You put additional equipment. You put all those things together along with potentially an inexperienced driver and unbelted passengers, I think that there is a greater propensity to have a higher fatality rate should you be involved in a crash.
Yeah, these things will actually begin really tipping over at about 40, 45 miles an hour. So you don't have to be going, 75.
Jeff Hanna was alerted to the rollover risk of the vans even before the first federal safety advisory was issued. Hanna studies risk management at Guide One, one of the largest insurers of churches. Federal law prohibits schools from buying 15-passenger vans to shuttle children high school age or younger. So that leaves churches as some of the vehicle's biggest users. Hanna says early last year, Guide One realized it was seeing more claims involving the vans and an alarming number of catastrophic accidents. This summer, the company sent out packets alerting clients to the van's potential rollover risk. Hanna says the company now requires drivers to demonstrate that they know how to operate the van safely, and it's encouraging churches to consider replacing the vans with small buses.
We have business decisions to make, but more importantly, we could certainly justify raising the amount of money we need to cover these costs, but this is a bigger issue. This is safeguarding the people in the pews. Do we really want to be responsible or be a part of putting them in these vehicles when, in fact, they aren't the safest vehicles?
At First Baptist Church in Raytown, Missouri, Dave Williams acted quickly after receiving Guide One's safety advisory. He shows off the church's 2001 GMC van.
We've removed the rear seat. This one is not equipped with a trailer hitch.
Taking out the rear seat means fewer passengers, and that makes the van less top-heavy. Williams went a step further, locking the trailer hitch on the church's other two vans, because trailers can cause the back end to swing around and pose a tipping hazard. First Baptist now wants to sell its three vans. Dave Williams is already pricing small buses, even though a 24-passenger bus costs about $10,000 more than a van.
I want people to, when they come here, to trust the Lord for their spiritual welfare, but I want them to have confidence in the church for their safety.
It's not just churches and some insurance companies that are concerned about the van's safety. Some states have passed laws further restricting their use, especially in carrying children. And highly publicized accidents involving the vans, such as last week's fatal crash in Maine, are building support for a similar measure in Congress. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.